cat dragged in. It was about time he showed up. Going away for over a week and didn't even bother to kiss me goodbye. Some boyfriend you are. Didn't want to wake me. Was that really your best excuse? Bastard. Come here. Now, that's better. I missed you, sweetheart. I missed you so much. It seems like forever since I last saw you. How have you been? Tell me everything. Yeah? Sounds like this week has done a number on you, if you don't mind me saying. A frustrating work excursion, followed by some stupid evening drinks you felt obligated to attend. Babe, you're too good for them, you know that? Anyway, enough about work. You're done for the week now. Wonderful. Baby's all mine. Come. Take off all your silly work clothes. Sit down beside me. That's a good boy. Sit on the edge of the bed. Nice and close to me. Get between my legs, with your back nice and snug against my breast. I want to pamper you, like the hard-working man you are. Now, isn't that nice? A nice shoulder and neck massage for my baby. And just what you needed after a long, stressful week of socializing, It can be too much sometimes, can it? Oh, no. No. Don't you worry about me. Tonight is all about you, sweetheart. That's my good boy. I'm going to massage you. But first, I thought I'd try something new. Yes. A blindfold. Up for it? No funny business. I promise. I promise you that you'll adore the outcome. Besides, I get to describe everything I'm doing to you, and I know how much you adore that. Good boy. Now, off with your shirt. That's it. I want to feel your body. I want to feel, massage, and caress that tension out of you. With the help of this lovely water massage oil, I'm going to thoroughly massage it in. Slowly. Sensually. Just what you need, right? That's so good. But first, let me get a good look at you. Oh, baby, your balls. They're so big and swollen. You really haven't had the chance to unload all that tension now, have you? How long has it been now? Since you last came. Weeks? Why on earth would you do such a thing to yourself? It didn't feel right. It didn't feel right to come without me to help. Aw, baby, come here. Does it hurt? Like, serious blue balls then. A young man like you should be ejaculating at very least 3 or 4 times a week, if not more. Coming reduces stress and is proven to lower the risk of prostate cancer. Look, I know you don't want to hear this now, but I'll be quick. Men's health is important. You need to look after your balls on a regular basis. Yes, they should feel smooth, firm, and sensitive, but they should never feel painful. If it ever gets like this or worse, I need you to get a checkup, okay? Good. That's what I like to hear. Anyway, enough of that. I'm here now. Here to mend those blue balls of yours. How? Oh. All in good time, my sweet boy. No, don't squirm. Now I'm going to massage you a little lower, paying close attention to those aching balls. That nice, So smooth, slick, and tingly. Yes, this stuff has some amazing properties. It makes your skin feel so sensitive, doesn't it? And someone's getting hard. Didn't take any time at all. Lovely. The sight of those huge swollen balls and that rock hard cock hanging off the edge of the bed. It's tantalizing. And after a whole week of you being away from me, I felt it was necessary that just as soon as you came home, I'd empty your balls for all they're worth. Oh, yes, I'm serious. Consider it a debt to pay. And I don't want to be paid in installments. Okay with that? Good boy. Now, I'm afraid I need to restrain you just a tad, for what's about to come next might shock you. But I assure you, you will be overwhelmed in the best way imaginable. So, you trust me? That's my good boy. I can't have you flaying about everywhere now, can I? There now. Isn't that better? Oh, look at that. Pre-cum. It's starting to leak out that gorgeous cock of yours. Drooling with anticipation. God, I love it. I just want to taste it. But there is still one more thing I need to do. One more thing I need to prepare you for before the main event. Oh, yes. I can't forget the cock ring, can I? It's so tight, isn't it? But just the right size to make you swell, make you nice and hard for me. But this one's special. This one has something extra. I'm just gonna lift you up just a little and fuck. It feels good, right? Oh, yes. It has its own prostate stimulator. How good is that? I wasn't joking when I said I wanted to make you feel good. Baby, you look so good right now. Ugh. I've never seen you look so worked up before. Already your cock throbbing so hard for me. Glistening wet with pre-cum. Oozing from your slit. Begging to be touched. Begging to be sucked. Yes. Oh, what's that? Never you mind. Just lie back in my embrace as I continue to massage those tender balls. Was that a shiver? Baby, your heartbeat. Don't stress. Don't worry, for I've got you. I've got you nice and tight. Safe and sound in my arms. With those sensitive balls in my hand. Oh, yes. Now, how am I doing that? Well, I suppose you've waited long enough. Best put your mind at ease. Now, isn't she beautiful? Allow me to introduce you to the girl of your dreams. Nope, your eyes aren't deceiving you, baby. And that's your celebrity crush, kneeling between your legs. And in costume, no less. You lucky, lucky thing, you. Okay, okay. She might not be the real thing, but fuck me. She's a dead ringer, all right? Either way, she's absolutely drop-dead gorgeous. Look, I've known for the longest time how much you've loved her. Or at least, the real her. It's always been so cute to see you go goo-goo-eyed every time you saw a new photo of her online or an ad on TV. You've got it bad. So, as she's been your number one celebrity crush for so long, I figured, why not do something with that information? Well, while I was getting my frustrations out, as it were, some rather helpful people online recommended me this lovely lady. And right away, I knew she was special. Soon, the two of us got to talking, and in no time, we all came to learn that we both shared quite a few mutual kinks and interests. And she's a professional in every sense of the word. And she told me all about the kinky things she's done with her clients over the years. So, it wasn't long before I thought of inviting her around to spend the evening with us. Why is she here? Oh, you know exactly why. She's going to give you the blowjob you've always dreamed of, baby. And as much as I hate to miss out on my good boy's cum, I felt I wouldn't be able to do justice to the gigantic load you're inevitably going to produce. Ugh. Just look at her. She's practically drooling for it. She's going to swallow you, baby. She's going to swallow your cock and your cum. Oh, I spare no expense for a good boy like you. He deserves the best treatment he can handle. He deserves the most luxurious, most exuberant, most intense blowjob of his fucking life. And I just know it's going to be explosive. She's going to make you cum your fucking brains out. Sound good to you? Oh, baby. Your heartbeat is still racing. It's okay. It's going to be okay. Because I'll be holding you tight the whole time. But you're gonna love it. Now, miss, I think both of you have been patient long enough. Dinner is served. Oh, God, yes. There she goes. Just look at her. Look at her deep throughout that cock. So effortlessly. She's going to milk you, baby. Milk you with her mouth. Look at how her tongue just laps around your sensitive head after every deep throat. All that sensation. All that teasing has led to this moment. Your balls are churning. You're not gonna last much longer. I can tell. Your body is tensing. Your cock throbbing. Embrace yourself, baby. Here. And take your hands in mine. Release all that tension. All that frustration. As she sucks the cum out of those achy balls. That's it. Come. Keep shooting, baby. Feed her. Feed her your hot, delicious cum. Yes. What a nice big load. I think she enjoyed that. Look at the mess you made, you naughty boy. But I think she swallowed it all. Every last drop. How good did it feel to unload all that cum in her sexy mouth? Aw, that's okay. We both knew you wouldn't last long. You were bound to crack sooner than later. But don't worry, baby. The fun's not over yet. Oh, she's not done because you're not done. No. Her head is not moving away from your crotch anytime soon. I'm sure there's plenty more where that came from. Isn't that right, my good boy? She can sense there's so much more left in those tender, juicy balls, and by God, she's not going to rest until she drains them dry. Just look at her, sucking them into her mouth. One by one. She loves the taste of you. She's not going to stop sucking. In fact, she's going to showcase a rather delicious fellatio technique that I've been rather desperate to learn myself. Hold on tight, baby, before she's only warming up. Now, like any professional, she has certain techniques and specialties she can use to thoroughly milk good boys like you. This is what I like to call soul-sucking, ball-draining power suck. Her lips form an airtight vacuum seal around your cock, and with a deep, hard suction, she practically pulls you into her mouth. Stimulating your head and shaft with her tongue as her tight lips grip your cock from the head right to the base. Oh, yeah. Just feel it, baby. Feel her mouth work on you. I'll just watch. And listen and feel her give you the most intense blowjob of your life. Gonna come again? Yes, and that's my good boy. And she's not gonna stop, you know? She's gonna keep hoovering up your poor cock until you come. It's gonna get so messy. Fuck. Even with the cum shooting out of your sensitive balls and up your throbbing shaft, she's not gonna let up. And she's gonna keep sucking that sensitive cock. Aww. You're shaking and trembling again. It won't be long now. I'm almost there, baby. Almost there. Just enjoy her mouth, baby, like the good boy you are. Oh, God. Just look at her. Wrapping her arms around me like a pincer movement. Pulling you further into her mouth. Now prepare yourself, boy, for the ultimate milking technique. She's going to face fuck you. But this is not your average face fucker. And this is the face slamming throat fuck. Yeah. And she really means business, doesn't she? Grip my hands, baby. And that's it. And she's going to grip onto your cute little thighs as she fucks you with her mouth. You're going to lose your mind. Maybe I should have mentioned this earlier, but she doesn't have a gag reflex. Whoops. That's it. That's my good boy. You can handle it. You can take it. She has so much stamina, doesn't she? If she wanted to, I could let her do this to you for hours. Could you handle that? Maybe. Maybe not. Well, one day, we're gonna have to try that out. As for tonight, I said she was going to milk you. And she will milk you dry. Here we go, baby. She's picking up the pace. Now, I want you to imagine that it's just you and her. The real her. Her hot, wet mouth. Fucking your cock over and over. The pleasure is greater than it's ever been. She wants those balls empty. And just mere moments before you come, and she's gonna slam her face down hard right to the base and suck. And she's gonna swallow your cock as you keep coming. And viciously gulping down the last of your cum until there's nothing left. There's nothing in your mind but the searing pleasure her mouth is giving you. Empty your balls. Empty your mind. All you can do is come. Feel the pleasure. Feel the pleasure of your cum being swallowed down so effortlessly. Bask in the ecstasy. Moan, groan. Let out your pleasure. Let your body tremble and shake and spasm with every ejaculation. Pump. Pulse. Throb with those involuntary bucks deep down that tight, never-ending throat. And swim in this ocean of bliss as your mind wallows in euphoria. Lie powerless, bound to the pleasure as the orgasm tears through over and over and over and over and over. Over. Good morning, sweetie. That's right, baby. It's all over. You had me worried there for a sec. You passed out. Yes, you came so hard. You could barely keep still. It was like you were going into an epileptic seizure. And sadly, Miss Dream Girl had to run. But she enjoyed you very much. I was gonna whip her up a little something for her trouble, but she said she wasn't hungry. Funny that. Yeah, she was fantastic, right? I should hope so. You are such a good boy. And good boys deserve 5-star treatment. What's that? Can we invite her over again? Maybe. Only if I get my fill first. After all, this week's dick draining has only just begun.